Hello and welcome to The Talking Step, the unofficial podcast of The Next Step. I'm John.
I'm Michael.
Did you leave a space there for Matt? We try to cut him in later.
We'll add him in post.
Yeah, no. Matt couldn't make it this week. He's busy. But we're going to carry on his legacy.
You talk like he's dead.
You know what? Here's the thing. I had this plan, right? I wanted to, you know, we've just recently passed a thousand followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wanted to do something special where Matt would read out 1,000 Swiss facts. And he got way too overloaded with it, and then it was a big issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt's
so he's
still
gonna take
in there
a week off.
Researching.
Yeah. You know, but he's preparing.
Told him it was just a joke, but he took it really seriously.
So when Matt is back, hopefully soon, he'll have 1,000 Swiss facts to celebrate our 1,000 followers. Thank you so much, by the way. We love you. We appreciate you. It's great. I remember when we were excited about 50. Do you remember when we were excited about 50? I was jazzed about it. Because on my personal Instagram account, I have 26. So
really?
Yeah.
I got like 100 and some.
Wow. You don't even Instagram more than me. unless you block me and I don't follow you.
Let's see how many. Oh, I got 113.
113? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now someone's going to use that knowledge to find a Michael that has 113 followers.
That would be so easy because Michael is such an uncommon name. I bet you have I bet in the number of Michaels that are on Instagram, you're not even in the top 10% of followers.
Not even close.
Okay.
There's some 8-year-old with more followers than me.
Yeah. So thank you for the follows. Hopefully it's growing. You know what's weird? Is trying to get from, 990 to 1,000 was way harder than now, because now it's at like 127 or something.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I think we should just release less episodes.
Is that what you guys want? You want us to release less episodes?
I think that's the trick.
No, I don't think they want that. It's bad enough we can only do it like every other week. Okay. So we have just watched episode 15, 16, and 17 of season 4 of The Next Step. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Because Matt wasn't here this week, me and John took turns taking notes. So, John, you took the first set of notes.
All right. Yeah, I took notes.
What's on the ticket here?
So, we saw it in the preview. A little bit of that LaTroy Amy. What are we going to do with this chemistry?
Yeah. And rather than stretching it out, this season, the dates happen fast and furious.
Yes.
Well, okay. I guess Noah and Amanda did have that fake date. But what I'm saying is that they go from I like you to we're dating quickly.
Dating. Yeah, it's sort of like, it's like you're dating, like, oh, you're my girlfriend type of thing like that.
Yeah.
Which, you know, like, you know, speed along with the show. This stuff, you know, got to make it for more fast-paced, but it makes sense.
So I don't mind.
But I like Amy's confidence was great. She's just like, oh, like, because Amy asked him out, so and then LaTroy's like, "Whoa, that's crazy!" And she's like, "That's how I roll," because that's how she rolls.
Amy's
cool
a strong female character.
Yeah,
girls, you can, if you like a guy, go ask him out. Don't wait for him to ask you out. You know, you can do that.
Yeah, this is don't listen to every movie and TV show you watch. Listen to this TV show, like, because this, you know, it shows it's strong. You know, let's go against the stereotypes. So they're gonna go on a date, and Amy's gonna tell everybody.
The ship called? Is it Latramie?
Yeah, there's the ship name debate, because the Next Step posted about what the ship name should be called, and I think they called it Latramie.
No, Latramie.
Latramie? Oh no. I think they should just go for it and call it Lamey.
Lamey.
Lamey. Because then it would be like La Amy. Like, not Lamey.
Like,
it's La Amy.
La Amy.
Yeah. It would be. It would look like Lamey. That's the problem.
You know what they call a ship in France?
La Amy.
La Amy.
La Amy. But then it's also La Sloan. Because there's the third part of this love triangle.
La Sloan.
The La Sloan. Or, which is my favorite, Sla Troy. Sla Troy. So I think it should be La Amy and Sla Troy.
Slutura?
I love it. Those are our votes. I don't know what the fandom's already won over. They don't care about this ship really, because there's a bigger issue on the horizon.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. A little bit more. There's like the boys, those season one Next Steppers, those boys, West, Eldon, James are still in London, and they have yet to dance.
They've been in London for months.
Yes, they have yet to start dancing. I don't like they are in London and they're just fooling around. They're just the foolishness is going on.
drinking bidets. Like,
they're getting into trouble with Bob and Bobby's and whatnot.
Getting pictures in front of really uninteresting monuments, like thinking they're important.
I'd like to see the stuff like remember in the other episode where James was describing them getting kicked out of Buckingham Palace. I'd like to see something like this, not getting in trouble, you know, busking and stuff. That's all this.
What's this busking thing? I didn't get that.
Well, he said that
is there's busking like a term for dancing?
I think it's in public. Busking is when you're panhandling.
Okay.
Well, it's not panhandling as in like you got any change.
Yeah.
Panhandling more like, you know, like hey, I'm doing some artsy stuff. Yeah. But they said that there's a like this cop says that there's a busking area which they are feet away from, and
that's funny.
Instead of just calmly moving over to the area,
they just decided to
they
run.
Were resilient, you know. They're like, how dare you?
That's and because Wes and Eldon are not that smart. And it's funny.
Yeah, they're wacky like
James
that.
Has just had enough and at then, this point. Like, you can see it. This entire episode, James... Yeah. The entire next three episodes, James is just
James so laid
done.
Back.
He is
like,
done.
I'm done with this. He just wants to get back with you know, Riley back home. And yeah, for good reason. And there's just so like, and then Eldon thinks that he's in Stonehenge and it's a different monument. You know, it's just some type of odd, I don't know what that was, like a hedge.
No, it was a...
The Stonehenge is what it was. yeah, so, you know, they're doing some wacky stuff, you know, it's playful, you know, it's not super important. But back in the TO, the T-Dot... Piper is making a little school video because I guess Piper goes to school, which is a good thing.
Finally,
yeah, she's taking a film class. You're probably comm tech or something. I don't know. Yeah.
She's supposed to make a video about her family.
Yeah, which we find out is huge. Apparently, like they're all over the map. But mm-hmm. She has many sisters.
Mm-hmm. But like,
so she wants to do it about her dance family.
So that's why James is so good with the ladies. He grew up with sisters.
What, they give him advice?
Oh, yeah. Like,
well, he knows how to treat women with respect, is what you're saying?
I feel like when you grow up with a bunch of sisters, you're better at talking to girls.
Yeah, that's great. I don't know. My sister's not.
My sister didn't help me, but she's a lot older than me.
My sister's scary. she wants to do a better dance family. And she's all, and she says, Riley, oh, well, Riley, you're like my sister anyway. Because she kind of is, right? You know, she's been dating James for so long. And then she's like, I like you more than my other sisters. And she says, oh, we, and Riley says the same thing. She's like, but not, but don't tell Emily. Little Emily name drop, I like that. But, you know, I'm saying, Michael, if you watch Alexandra Beaton's luxurious rich person's YouTube page, a vlog for the rich.
Yeah.
If you would. She says that if you keep watching this season of The Next Step, you never know whose face could show up.
Oh, does she mention The Next Step on her YouTube
Yeah,
show?
Someone, she was doing a Q&A and someone asked if she's going to be in season 4. And she said, you never know. So you never know. Mm. Right? So I don't know about you, Michael, but I'm going to keep watching season 4.
Well, good job, John. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, so, yeah, and, you know. Yeah, follow whatever her YouTube is. Rich people.
She shot some video of some other people too.
Yeah. Oh, she did one of like Michelle. She's asking Michelle, mm-hmm.
And pretty much everyone was just not having.
Yeah,
it.
Everyone.
They're like, why am I making this video?
Either Piper is a terrible documentarian.
Oh, the framing alone.
The
was...
The framing wasn't that good, and you know she's doing kind of a handheld thing. It was just a little amateur.
John, you should know you were.
Yeah.
You are the creator of a documentary.
Yes, I did make a documentary. It is called Matthew, and it is great.
Is it on YouTube?
Yes, it is on YouTube, but you know, it's called Matthew, so it's probably impossible to find. Yeah. she's making this documentary, and no one's giving her anything. Mm-hmm. No one's giving her the goods. You know,
no juicy.
Michelle's not talking about her worries. Amanda's not talking about how her real feeling for Noah. She said something like, "Oh, I like Noah because he's tall," or something convoluted. No, some what's the word? Vapid nonsense.
Yeah, they were all phoning it in.
Yeah,
because Amanda didn't.
Except for Elfie, who Elfie admits that he's lonely.
Yes, but like, so does Riley. Back to Amanda. She didn't want to say anything because there really hasn't been much like development with their relationship, her and Noah. So I feel like Noah's so focused on his back.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't even talked to Amanda.
Right. I'm not feeling that relationship at all yet. Oh, no. Well, you know. Hey, Matt's not here to give us the no-shell thing.
I mean, I'm all for it. I'm just not feeling it yet. Yeah. There's nothing happening there. But,
I think, you know,
So she says that the things she feels for Noah, she can't express with words.
Yeah.
And I ain't buying it.
I think that's some early stuff. You know, that's that early romance, Michael. You know, where you know you love them, but you just can't say it. It's hard to put into words. You know, it's like a pit in your stomach. That's what it is.
All right. But whatever you say, John. Love is a lie.
All right. So back to the love triangle between Amy and LaTroy. So LaTroy's all like, hey, Sloane, my best friend. I'm going on a date with Amy. Ain't that cool? And Sloane's all like, nah, bruh. and LaTroy is confused. And he doesn't know why. Mm-hmm. So he goes to Henry for help, and Henry obviously gives him the goods, and he says...
Now, isn't this something I called?
Yes.
In the first episode?
But
I was like,
Michael,
nonsense.
It's not, you know, it's low-hanging fruit, so I don't know if you really think...
What I was saying...
You wanted it to keep it platonic.
I said...
And of course they got
to
say that.
I said I would love this for this to be platonic, but I just don't see it. Didn't I say that?
Obviously.
Because girls and guys can't be best
friends. Yes, they can. It's just... It's not interesting enough to put on a show. No one... It's boring just to see two people be friends with each other unless it's some type of bromance or a romance thing, you know?
I don't know. I think they could have done it. I'm a little bit disappointed.
They can do it in certain things. Like, you forget about bromances that could... That, like, boy-girl bromances that happen on this show that you don't even think about.
Who?
You know?
I just put you on the spot.
It's ones in the background, man. How do you know that Cassie and... who's another one?
And Henry?
Yeah, how do you know Cassie and Henry don't chill? You know, how do you know they don't go to the movies and just hang? You know?
How do you know that? I'm just talking what I'm seeing.
I'm just saying, but you don't know these backstories of all these
Let's movies. Move on. I'm done with you.
Yeah, so everyone knows about the date. You know, Miss Megaphone is what they call Amy.
She likes to kiss and
tell. LaTroy's all like, hey, Sloane, do you like me? And to Sloane's credit, she's just straight up, you know, which is great.
Yeah, I like
that. Which is a rare thing you see in these shows, that a character's just like, yeah, I do like you. Mm-hmm. It's not all like, lie to her. It's so dramatic. Uh-huh. Like, it's a CW show.
And this leads to the most reasonable love triangle we have ever seen.
The most, the most easily, you know, debated, you know, everyone's, you know, they're trying to deal with it. You know, there's no... It's the least salty, is what you say. There's no salt.
The most, like, adult way of... Well, I've seen adults do worse than this, so this is pretty good.
So, yeah. She's like, I just want you to learn to deal with this, you know. It's Sloane, at the end of this episode that we watched, Sloane decides that she can't hang around them. And LaTroy decides that if he likes Amy, he should date Amy. And, you know, they like each other, so why not?
Uh-huh.
He says he doesn't like Sloane, and you know.
Now, is the 0% club stuff in this episode or the next
that's
one?
The next one.
Okay.
Where they start to deal with stuff. So, back to Piper's documentary. She finds out that both Riley and Elfie are lonely. So, for some reason, Piper decides to pipe wrench this situation.
And Piper the pipe wrench? Is that what we're calling
Piper
her?
Piper the pipe wrench, because she's pipe wrenching Jiley hard. She's all like, hey, let's all watch together. And she edited this.
So
she edited this movie fast.
Piper, contrary to what I believe, she really believes that girls and guys can be friends. Like, best friends and like...
Yeah. Well, I don't think she even thinks about it.
She doesn't even think about it.
Here's my theory. She's trying to pit Riley and Elfie together to cause drama.
You think Piper is just in this for her documentary?
Yeah, I hope she's trying to really. That's only a small part of the documentary. It's actually a bigger thing. Maybe.
What you don't know is that the entire next step is a documentary made by Piper.
And the people. That's who was interviewing them the whole time in their thoughts?
Yeah.
Maybe.
This is like a 6-year-old Piper in season one.
I like the idea of that. maybe, but like, so she's all like, hey, let's watch this together. And they're all like, they get awkward because, you know, I hate to say it. I honestly hate to say it. But this is what it looks like, Michael. There's sparks between Riley and Alfie.
Mm-hmm. You can't blame her.
I can blame her. It's about being loyal, Michael. It's about being loyal.
Well, I know it's about being loyal, but Alfie, he's so dreamy.
I don't care, man. Jiley is royalty.
That's true.
Like, yeah, he's got dreamy eyes. And did you see him sing? I mean, come on.
That was some surprisingly good singing.
But, you know, like, okay, so...
He's a triple threat.
Sure. Let's move on. Next episode we watched, season 4, episode 16. I forget what it was called.
Love Will Tear Us Apart.
Love Will Tear Us Apart. Part 1 or something like that? I don't know. Hey, nope. This was the one with the fake bio from last episode.
The fake what?
Remember the fake bio we read the last episode?
No.
Yeah, it was like, Michelle gets rejected by John and she tries to ask out James.
Oh.
And we're like, oh, that was nonsense. It was nonsense, yes. Okay. Obviously.
Uh-huh.
Guess where this crosses over, man. At the start of this episode, Riley meets Alfie in The Lost. And the found.
Yeah.
Lost and found.
So we were just completely thrown off.
Yeah. So, like, Alfie's all like, hey, I asked you to meet me here. And then Alfie, you know what he starts to do? He starts singing his heart out, Lost and Found style. If you want to hear what we have to say about Lost and Found, listen to After the Credits. okay, so he's singing a song, and he's all like, you know, I'm falling in love with you. You know, that type of old thing.
Yeah.
And Riley, here's the ish. She looks like she's into it. She is into it. And you're like, what is going on here? What are they doing? Don't you shove this Ralphie in my face. I don't want no Ralphie. And they, and what happens next after he finishes the song?
They kiss.
I don't like it. And then, obviously, dream sequence. Something right out of a 70s sitcom.
I was really hoping they would go for it. But
I don't know why Riley dreams in a different TV show, but...
Yeah, I like to think that... In all dreams, of Riley's she's actually the leader of Lost and Found.
Yeah, she dreams to be there. Yeah. but that means she's having, you know, sensual dreams about not James.
Mm-hmm.
Not James. There was no James in that dream.
We've all been there.
Something's wrong. Something is wrong here. You're like, oh, what's that going to be? Anyway, Noah, he's still injured. So he shows up late to the rehearsal because he can't do it.
And Riley finally shows a bit of backbone.
Yeah, Riley
puts her foot down.
Yeah, a little Miss Riley in there. She says, Noah, enough is enough. Enough of your foolishness. I don't want to hear none of your foolishness, Noah. You're gonna dance for me now.
Mm-hmm.
And Noah, he suffers through the pain.
But does a surprisingly good dance every time.
Yeah, because, you know, he has to rub it in everyone's face that yes, I'm an amazing dancer, even though I do have a back injury.
Yeah. So he does like this.
Why can't Noah just tell? Like, why can't? Come on.
It was a very, like, tribal dance. It was very intense.
Yeah, it had like a whoo, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Very native.
He was fighting.
Overtones. Yeah, but I can't see, like, you know, why can't he just, you know, like, come on. He's botching it for everybody.
Because it's his first time being in a troop.
It's pride, man.
Pride comes before the fall.
You know, if you're that high up, if you're that at that whole nother level, then it's a harder fall.
Mm-hmm.
But he suffers through it, and then
Amanda come. Wait, does Amanda meet him now or later? In the room.
Later. That's next episode, I think.
Okay.
So then, you know, Riley's all stressed out about the dreams she's having and, you know, the qualifier issue. She doesn't know if Noah's ready, you know. So she and Michelle have a little friend date. And it is adorable. It is adorable because they take a little walk down memory lane.
They're not allowed to talk about dancing or boys.
Yeah. No drama.
They quickly give in and start talking about dancing.
Of course. Well, it's a show about dancing.
But it just goes to show that, like, dancing is everything to them.
Yeah.
And it's really hard for them just to talk about anything else.
I don't think that gets lost on the viewer watching this show, that dancing means a lot to these people.
Yeah.
But
what I'm saying is, when you think about it, a lot of the conversations on the show are either about dancing or relationships.
Yeah.
So they have to, like, straight up say, we can't talk about those things.
Yeah. But, you know, they have a, you know, cute little conversation, and they talk about, you know, the drama in their life a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, they take a little walk down memory lane, and what song do they do the dance to? Addicted to You. No.
I thought we were going to sing it.
I don't sing the song. I told you.
I'm addicted to you.
But yeah, so they do a little thing, like they do a little callback, you know, like, are the rehearsals in here? No, are the auditions are in here, right? You know, like that little callback, which they also made a callback to on Lost and Found. It's very, very hidden. One character, Annabelle, when she comes in, she does the same line. The auditions are in here, right? Very, even though she's not the Michelle character of the show. She's not the Michelle archetype.
Mm. And then,
not very.
It's and then, you get some, flashbacks of Babyface, Michelle, and Riley.
And they're, beach day, when they're on the beach. Great. Yeah, because we love those. We love those little throwback, you know, those little nostalgic
moments.
What
happened on the beach day? They ended up losing, like, someone's bracelet or necklace.
That they lost someone's necklace, and they spent the whole time trying to find it.
Whose was it again?
I don't remember, actually. Riley's?
I think it might have been Riley's.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think so. And they spent forever trying to find it, you know, it's all wacky, and then they end up dancing for the money. At some point.
Right. Why do they need the money?
I don't know. Those were some wacky old times. But
I miss, again, I think I said this a couple weeks ago or last week, I miss them, the side plots of them going outside the studio. I think they're spending way too much time in the studio.
Yeah.
And it's nice that we're getting the London stuff.
I think there was a very few and far between in the season, in first seasons.
Was it?
Yeah.
It still happened, though. I feel like season four, it's not happening at all.
Oh, there's a lot of them not dancing, I'll tell you that. Amy and Sloan, they decided to do this reasonable style, and they started to have a 0% meeting to talk it out.
Yeah, and Abby is... Or not Abby.
Abby.
Cassie.
Her name is Abby. Her real life name is Abby.
Yeah, that's why I keep
saying confused with the show Abby, who is not on the show anymore. But
they kind of looked similar, so I get it all.
Yeah, Cassie. So Cassie's running her mouth off.
Saying funny stuff. What did she say? And I was we were really laughing hard at it.
And Piper's just trying to calm the storm. So Sloane's, you know, she's got issues, and Amy's just doing the most logical thing in the world. She's just saying, like, let's figure this out.
This isn't Amy's fault at all.
Yeah. She just walked into this tornado. You know, she didn't start it.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, they do it reasonable. She's like, I just got to learn to deal with this, you know? Eventually. A slow burn. A Sloane burn. Boom. Episode time. But, you know... At the end of the thing, they dance it out. They dance it out. They're taking it slow. And, you know, she can't fully commit to the dance, but she sees where Riley's coming from. No, not Riley. She sees where Amy's coming from, and she knows that maybe eventually. But who knows? This is the next step. You never know what drama is going to pop up.
Uh-huh.
She may be like, hey, why should I have to learn to deal with this? You know? Why not fight? You never know.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of drama... Elfie walks in to Riley's office. He says, I have to tell you something. He talks like this because this is how Elfie talks. And he's like, I like you. And she's like, I like you too. But...
Oh man, your little review scenarios are way better than mine.
And then she's like, and then she's like, but I love James. So
you're
gotta
go. You're not doing justice to this scene. It's a very integral scene where Riley admits she has feelings for someone else.
Yeah, I was upset.
But she does another logical thing, and she's all like, but I'm the head of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not cool.
Yeah, like, it would be weird if the head of the studio was dating someone.
You know, that that was pointed out on the Instagrams. I saw someone, they have a big issue with the teacher-student relationship thing.
Well, with the Michelle being friends and...
Yeah, no, teacher-student relationship between Elfie and Thing, because they're saying it's not represent, it's bad for people in real life. But obviously the ages are more of a bigger issue than the teacher and student thing, because it's a thing about power, right?
Yeah. Riley's just too young, but...
No, you're saying Riley's too young for Elfie. Like, people are saying Elfie, you know, since he's a student of Riley, it's not fair.
Yeah.
You know, it's taking advantage. Which there is some, you know, there's some logic behind that argument, but still, you know, it's an age thing more than anything mm-hmm. else. But it's threatening our Jiley. This is threatening our Jiley. They're putting a gun to our Jiley in a way Beth never did. All right? We're forgetting about Beth. This is new Beth. And new Beth is a handsome man.
A handsome prince.
A handsome prince. They're one up in Beth. Beth was just, you know, like a...
A crazy.
A borderline psychotic, you know, girl. Whereas Prince... Prince. Let's just call him Prince.
Prince Elfie.
Prince Elfie is, you know, he's a dreamboat and a half.
Yeah.
He's a dream boy. He's a dreamboat with a crown on it. You know? So it's a whole nother Beth.
You just reminded me of the show Love Boat.
Love Boat? We should, I don't think that's what Love Boat is. You want to start a
podcast, for, like a callback, a throwback podcast for the Love Boat?
We pretend like we're watching it live. We just watched a new episode of Love Boat.
Yeah.
And you won't believe what
this
happened.
This was the Gilligan's Island crossover. Do you think there was a Gilligan's Island Love Boat definitely. Crossover? Yeah,
those shows cross over with each other all the time. Like those 70s shows like that. Gilligan's Island would have guest
hosts. Was it 70s or 60s? I think it was
70s. 60s, you know, it was sort of a blur. You know, all the TV shows were wacky back then.
Yeah, this is what happened, kids. Happens, kids, when you grow up in the early 2000s with TV Land.
Yeah, TV Land, all those crossovers, Laverne and Shirley, Happy Days.
With TV Land and Deja Vu on your satellite.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I wasn't at school, if I ever took like a day off school from being sick, I would be watching those old shows.
I remember like I Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched crossover.
Yeah, I Dream of Jeannie, Bewitched, Gilligan's Island.
Oh, boy, MASH. Good times. Yeah. Well, I didn't watch MASH.
I didn't watch MASH either.
You won't believe how fast I would run to the remote to change the channel when MASH
I was never into MASH.
It's just the theme song. It's just... It's But anyway, back to this show. Back to the 2016. They're threatening our Jiley. Yeah. They're threatening it. But, guys. Here, I'm going to take your side here. And this goes for this episode... Listeners out there, this goes for this episode and the next episode that we're going to talk about.
Mm.
If you have faith in Jiley, all right, Jiley will prevail. By getting upset and worried about this, you were showing little confidence in Jiley. And that ain't right. What we all need to look upon is the no shell shippers, you know? Because
they're the truly delusional ones.
Whoa. Not delusional. I'm saying they're strong and they're independent and they stick to their guns. You know, they stick to their guts, and that's what we Jiley shippers need to do.
Yeah,
everybody.
That's why we kicked Matt off the show.
Yeah. No. Whoa. No. Matt will be back. Everybody, don't be showing stuff like that. But we have to have faith in Jiley, or Jiley won't have faith in us. Okay. Yeah. Now that's my little. Pull you away from the corner. Pull to your side. All right. Now back to the thing. Yeah. All right.
So one last point before we go on.
They decide to do nothing about it.
Yeah.
Right? Have faith in Jiley. Hashtag.
One last thing before we move on to the next episode. I think Amy's hanging out in the room.
Yeah.
What's this room called? They keep going to. What the couches? The lounge.
The lounge.
Yeah.
Well, it's the lounge. Odd with this.
Amanda called it the lounge.
Yeah, the lounge.
So, anyways,
there's a new lounge.
They go into the lounge, or Amy's in the lounge, and Sloane walks in, and she says, even though nothing was solved today.
Yeah, I love that. Even though nothing was solved today, you know, I was happy that you
said. Yeah, they even said that they still love each other as friends.
Never have I seen on a show a recap for no resolution. Genius. It's genius, really. But yeah, I like that, you know, even though nothing was solved today. All right, the last episode we watched, season 4, episode 17.
Nobody's Fault But Mine.
Nobody's Fault But Mine.
We need to look up all these songs. I haven't recognized.
Yeah. Well, we will. I'm still working on that Spotify. I just made a Lost and Found Spotify where I put all the Lost and Found music together, which is not hard because they only have one Spotify page. But, you know, oh, that music. Okay, so... this episode starts off...
John, I feel like... You've been really fanboying about Lost and Found this whole episode. Yeah. I feel like you're not You're not fully into the next step anymore.
No. Hey, how dare you? How dare you? No. It's exactly what I said. Actually, you won't even hear it yet, guys, because we're going to put... We started this episode with me talking about the lost and found, but it went on for half an hour.
So exactly. Exactly.
Listen to... but we cut it and listen after the credits. After the music ends, you know? Yeah. One of Michael's new songs, new or old?
I don't have any of my songs with me, so...
Okay. Once a song played at the end of the songs, stay tuned and listen to what I have to say about Lost and Found. Me and Michael talk about it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, back to it. You won't... I love this show. I still love the next step. This is the Avengers. Lost and Found is Daredevil. And just in the next steppiest way possible, this episode opens with a killer twist. Regionals has a...
If you can't even take it seriously.
It's so great. It's so like, boo, this is so next step. There's a regional twist. If you lose at regionals, if you lose at the next qualifiers for regionals,
the
winner gets to poach a dancer from the losing team. Genius.
Wait, who's the losing team? Like the last place?
I
don't know. Team?
I think that you just pick a dancer from anyone who lost.
Anyone.
Yeah. So they literally get to make inferior... Mm-hmm.
Wait. John, can you be Riley for a second?
Okay, be Riley? Okay.
Yeah, I'll... Hi, I'm a parent of one of your students. Mm-hmm. And she came home today and told me that she's being poached.
Yes, we lost her to another studio.
You lost...
Yes, we lost her. We lost her position on this team to another studio. It's very easily. It's in the rules right here. So.
Where's the other studio?
I don't. It's in like it's Walworth. This is a large competition, so it's about two towns away. The place called Gemini.
That's 3 hours away.
Them's the rules of Absolute Dance Competition. End scene. It's like. You know, I like it. I like that, you know, why not have some fantasy to this, you know? Because why make it the conventional thing?
Yeah, I like it anyways, despite it being ridiculous.
It's practically like, I wrote in my notes, regional twist, death. Because it's really execution, you know? It's like you lose someone on your team, you know? These people fight battles in their dance competitions. Wow. And there's literally casualties for these battles.
Let's face it. If they did go the right way with season 4 and made Intergalactics,
could you imagine?
It would be death.
That would be a lot more like. Actually, you know what? We never even said it, but I think Rick and Morty stole from us the "Show Me What You Got."
Oh, they totally did.
Because that is an international dance music competition, though.
Yeah.
I never thought about it, but actually, I think we said we didn't watch Rick and Morty till it already finished airing, so I think they may have said it first, but. Still, the "Show Me What You Got" thing, but it's like if they did that, you know, an intergalactic dance competition, which is totally plausible. Still,
#intergalactic.
It's there. Look for it. But you know, I love this twist. You know, the thing is now it's like this opens it up. Are they going to win and steal somebody, or are they going to lose and take no one?
Oh, but, the next step wins, and just to be mean, they steal one of the twins away from their twin.
Yeah, so that's another thing. These two sets of twins show up from a studio called Gemini.
I think we did see them in the black qualifier.
They were in the qualifier.
They won the last qualifier.
Yeah.
But they're so hardcore, they're gonna enter again or something?
Enter again to face off against the next step.
Just because they really want to steal one of their... They want to steal Alfie.
Oh my god, they walk in like they own the place, like they said in the show, and they go up to Alfie and they're like, "Hey boy." Like practically they were like, "Hey, how would you like to come over to my side?" and it's a it's Grease or something, you know, like it's a 50s thing, and they're like, "Hey girl, you want to, you know?" And Riley gets all, she's all like, "Hey, how dare you? You ain't gonna poach Alfie from me. That's my side boy, you know." it's that competitiveness. It really shows the hardness of this dance competition. I love it.
Yeah.
Back to London. The boys still in London, and they're still goofing.
London Calling.
Yeah, they're London Calling, and they're still goofing around, and they are not dancing.
I have a feeling this competition doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It's just an excuse for them to give their parents and their schools and their girlfriend...
Yeah, a break. And they hang out in London for a few weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
For this dance competition, which is totally going to happen eventually. But Alden loses his phone. It's such an easy storyline. I'm just going to say the whole thing.
Yeah, let's just go through the whole.
Alden loses his phone. He's looking for it everywhere. He's looking in the streets. James is not having it. He doesn't care. West wants to help. Alden wants the phone because he's got every picture of him and Talia on there. He's still with Talia.
We learned has moved on, and she's traveling the world. We knew she was in Poland.
Talia's traveling the world.
But she's got a. They didn't mention she had a boyfriend.
Something along those lines. Yeah. I mean, she's probably. You know, she's traveling the world. She's a free spirit, right?
Yeah.
So they finally find Alden's phone. You know, he pays a sassy bartender who finally a customer service person tells these next set people to calm down.
Yeah.
Which is great. And then he finds the phone.
I like that guy. He was a good actor.
So they get Alden's phone. And what's this? It's a text from Talia.
Mm-hmm. And what did it say? It was like...
Are you in London? Which could mean anything. It could mean like, oh, I'm in London too. Right?
Yeah, I think Talia's in London. I hope so.
West.
What do you think she...
I think maybe, yeah.
Do you think she's dancing in this competition?
It's possible. Totally plausible.
Yeah.
Totally plausible, man. Why not? She texts him, but James and West make the decision to delete it and not tell Alden, and then to tell him immediately. Because why not?
Because West can't keep a secret. He's literally incapable.
So Alden, you know, he takes this information. He's like, I don't know what to do with it, you know. But he decides he's going to eat some chocolate. So issues are on the horizon.
Yeah, I think...
It's his coping mechanism.
Alden's starting to gain some weight, you know.
You're saying he's coping too much and he should cut down?
Suddenly the B twists are getting harder? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Nah, I'm sure he's doing...
So we see a little more progress on the Slamy-Love triangle.
Slamy
would be Sloane and Amy.
Oh, whoops. So, but that, you gotta admit that's a fantastic ship name.
That would be a heck of a ship, yeah, Slamy, because that's slamming.
No, but like it almost has the word slamy.
Yeah, slamy. Right. Amy needs help with her qualifiers, and LaTroy is giving her nothing but positive feedback. Nothing but that positive feeds. But then, you know what? A little progress. Sloane comes in, and she actually gives her a little help. You know?
Kind of.
A little help. Like, a bare minimum.
Just because I'm a dancer and you're in my team, I feel like I have to.
Yeah. But it's a little something better than nothing.
Yeah.
You know? It's better to light a candle than curse the darkness, kids. Anyway, Riley has a small council meeting, Game of Thrones style, with Amanda and Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting of the small council. And,
you're so pleased with that. I love that analogy. Okay, keep going.
Amanda says, Amanda knows that Noah's back is acting up, and he can't make the qualifier. He won't be able to do it. That's Amanda's opinion.
Did I sleep through this scene?
Nope.
This sounds important.
And then Michelle's all like, no, we need to do it. But Michelle, she cares about being on stage.
Okay.
They were in Java Junction, not at the patios at Java Junction.
I must have completely zoned out for this scene. I don't remember this at all.
Well, essentially what it boils down to, Amanda told her to pull out and do the duet qualifier, which is the next one. And Michelle told her to stick it in. Riley had a decision to make. She makes the decision. She gathers the qualifier group and she makes the decision, and it does not work out. She says, we're pulling out.
Because they don't want to lose.
She doesn't want to lose. She doesn't want to risk losing anybody.
Losing Elfie, particularly.
And everybody has a bad reaction to it.
Of course.
Everybody.
Why would...
Rochelle is hostile. Michelle is...
Why would you risk...
Is kind of selfish in a way, but she just wants to dance more than anything, it seems.
Because apparently the top three go ahead in this competition, where only the top one goes ahead in the next one. So why would you even risk it? Obviously.
So Riley makes the hard decision, and they start yelling at her.
Yeah.
And Elfie, like the champ, like the prince he is, like the Daenerys, he He stands up for her.
Tranny army.
Knight and Tranny army. He stands up for her and he says, hey, it is her decision. All right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And but then later on, she's all like, hey, I just want you to know, I think you made the wrong decision.
Yeah. So even though he stood up for her. Yeah.
Which is what...
Because he wanted to show them that they need to show her respect.
Yeah, it's about respect. You know, he's a royalty, right? So he knows, you know, even though someone, you know, they can make a wrong decision, you know, you got to show them respect because that's you got to respect authority in a sense.
If Miss Kate made that decision, they wouldn't have yelled at her like that.
Yeah, but Miss Kate, you know, it would have made... They were like, oh, Miss Kate would have never made that decision. Oh, come on.
Nah, who knows? She would totally
who knows? It depends on what she's feeling that day.
Actually, wait, no. I take it back. Miss Kate would have made them do it because she doesn't care about losing a dancer.
Probably, yeah. It would have been like, oh yeah, I'll send off a dancer.
Yeah.
She would have sent off Noah immediately.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't care. But enough Miss Kate hate. We are post Miss Kate hate. We're in a post Miss Kate hate world.
Yeah. We're AK. After Kate.
But then, you know, when they're wrapping it up and Alfie's all like, you know, I just didn't like the way they were speaking to you. And then, you know, it kind of ends on a romantic note. A little bit of that romance.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, you know, stay strong with Jolly, kids. Just, if you believe in Jolly, Jolly will believe in you. Boom. That's what it comes down to.
Uh-huh.
Ralphie is a subplot. It's a subplot. But Alfie's a good enough character that he could stick around, you know?
Oh, he's fantastic.
He's just amazing, you know? Just well acted. Well written. It's great.
Get him singing some more. That's some good
singing. Yeah, that's some good singing. Have him cameo on Lost and Found. Yeah. You know, say part B of season one. Okay, but that's all we got to say about these new episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's another step leading to, we got two more episodes left till the season finale.
Two more episodes. So
season finale or mid-season finale? I don't know for sure, but
the fact that the season finale is coming up so quickly makes me think they are going to do this competition.
Yeah, it's going to be qualifiers before. Maybe it's most likely they.
I think they're going to do this competition. Riley's going to backpedal on her decision because she respects Alfie,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to go to it and they're going to win, but maybe still lose a member.
Or like, what is the alternative? They're going to. You know, it would be a show of respect if they were just like, yes, we had the option to steal a member from another team, but we're not going to.
Well, you think the next step will get first place and get that choice?
Yeah.
I don't think they'll
be
first
like,
place.
They'll be like...
I think Gemini will get first place, and the next step will get second or third.
Oh, okay. So they won't... You think that's how it works? You think that you can't steal from two or three?
No, I think the first place can steal anyone they want.
Yeah.
But... the next step won't get first place. They won't have the choice to do that.
Oh, okay. So you're saying regardless, we're going to lose somebody.
Regardless, we're going to lose somebody. B, they're not.
It's like one of those TV shows where they're like, before the season finale, one of these characters will die. Like one of those promo things.
Yeah,
except it's before the season finale, one of these characters will go to another studio. It's the equivalent of it. Because you can't kill people on the show. So you might as well just have this go to another studio.
Yeah.
You know? It leaves you an open option. All right. We just watched a promo for the next episode. And it looks like this stuff is coming to a peak. It looks like Noah's back is... It's got to be live or die now, right?
Yeah.
Got to be live or die. And it looks like they're going to do the qualifier, do you think? This is the Daniel LaRusso's going to fight moment from Karate Kid. You know what I mean.
Okay.
You're just going to accept that. You don't know what I mean.
I don't remember. It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
Well, there's this moment in Karate Kid where you don't think the main character is going to fight, and then he's going to fight.
Okay.
It's like when Rocky bounces back. You know, you've seen Rocky.
Wait, are you talking about when he gets hurt?
He gets hurt,
and then he has to do one-legged?
Yeah, they're going to give it to another... he's forfeiting, but then he doesn't forfeit. It's one of those moments.
Okay. And so you think Noah is going to dance in this qualifier?
Maybe. No. I meant that the next step in general. They're going to do the qualifier.
Okay.
I think Noah should step out. Honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly. Noah should step out. But the most important part of this promo was they're finally dancing at the dance competition.
The hip-hop.
Yeah, hip-hop dance.
The bangers and mashups.
It's finally happening. And you know what I loved? Finally, they throw us a bone, I think, is that they're wearing Next Step jackets, these awesome new Next Step jackets. And what
were they Next Step, Brandon?
They were Next Step, Brandon. And they were red and white.
Yeah.
Repping the CA, the Canada. That's right. Finally, they're showing
strong.
They are the greatest dancers in the world, and they rep Canada,
mm-hmm.
the greatest country in the world. That's what I said.
The North, strong and free.
Yeah, you know, in all us command. Yeah. That's topical. That's topical. Okay. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were there. But yeah, so next episode. Alright, we got a few emails here and there. A couple correspondents chiming in.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, let's see what we got here first. I don't think we read this one yet. But this is Gracie.
Gracie's is Gracie Lucky, the Gracie Lucky from Instagram?
Yes, I think so. Most likely. I think. Maybe. Did we read this?
Read it.
Hey guys, I've missed your podcast over the past few weeks and I was overjoyed when I saw a new episode of The Talking Stick. You mentioned it being hard to dance when you're tall. And yes, being tall I know sometimes is tough. Oh, well, you know, I'm 5'3", so I don't know what it's like to be tall, Gracie. being the odd one out, however, it does have its perks. I get to be the center in a lot of dances.
You get featured more, yeah.
Yeah, I get to be the center of a lot of dances because I'm so tall, and you get viewed as much more mature dancer. So, smiley face. Also, I wanted to know if you agree with who won the spots on the qualifiers dance. Also, I was on Michelle's wiki page, and I found this. Oh, what is this? Full name, Michelle Beatrice W. Rest of surname unknown. Oh, Michelle. Her
middle, so we have a middle name.
A middle name and the first initial of a last name. Mm-hmm. W. What could it be?
Washington.
Washington. Michelle Washington. Sort of because she's from Madison. Madison was a founding father, and so was Washington.
That's true.
Is that right?
Yeah.
American correspondent, please chime in.
I just watched...
Americans never write.
I've been
us.
Listening to the musical Hamilton, and I'm going to say you're right.
Okay.
I'm an expert now.
All right. okay. So Michelle Dubs. Mickey Dubs. All right. Thank you for writing in, Gracie. Our next email is...
Wait, she asked us what we thought of the qualifier team.
Hmm?
What she asked is what we thought of the qualifier team.
Oh, sorry. What we thought of the qualifier
team. Who was
it? Yeah, we talked about that. We thought it was dead on.
It was Amanda, Michelle, and...
Nope. Michelle, Alfie, Noah, Rochelle, and Amy.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet.
Teacher. Dead on, you know? Yeah. They're all powerhouses. Powerhouses. Just like the characters on The Lost and Found. They're all powerhouses. Anyway, okay. So, George writes in, hi, John, Matt, and Michael. I love your podcast, even though I am a new listener. I have listened to all your podcasts focusing on season 4. My opinion, you are all amazingly inspirational, and especially to myself, as I've suffered bullying from watching The Next Step.
Really?
And considering I'm a 12-year-old boy at a secondary school, year 8, which to us would be year 7, which would be grade 7, I guess.
Okay.
To add this, me and my friends were thinking about making a podcast on either The Next Step or Lost and Found.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, okay, moving to our territory there, George. Yeah. No, man.
Yeah,
you
totally.
You go for it.
Totally
yeah.
Do that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what we would have done if we did try to make a podcast not in grade 7. When we first tried, we were in grade 10 when we first tried to record a podcast.
Right? Yeah.
We were talking about geek stuff. We didn't have a niche. We didn't have a niche. We didn't have a focus. It was all over the place.
Yeah.
And we weren't nearly as funny as we are now. Also, we used to all talk over Skype with terrible microphones.
And terrible internet.
Yeah. We'd have terrible internet and we'd all use Rock Band mics.
Yeah.
Rock Band or
nothing wrong with
Guitar
that.
Hero mics.
Yeah, use what you have. You do what you do.
I think I took it down. I forget. I remember we all I had a bad mic for something. I had just some cheap one.
Yeah, but like real talk here.
Yeah.
Though I mean, I think there is a vacuum for these kinds of podcasts for these family channel shows or just there's a lot of shows that don't have podcasts and I think podcasts based on shows do really well.
Clearly it works because like these it's a different way to vocalize your thoughts on a show.
I mean, we don't have a huge audience, but we got much bigger than we bargained for.
Yeah.
So
way more than we thought would listen to.
Yeah,
so
totally.
Good.
If you do a Lost and Found podcast or anything like that, you're going to get people listening.
There is so much stuff about Lost and Found. Because we could do another. Like, I thought we couldn't, but we could do another show on Lost and Found.
Yeah.
But it's better as an addendum to this show.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's good, you know, if you suffer from bullying, that's terrible. But, you know, you stick through it. You know, you love what you love. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, forget about those guys.
Yeah. Or girls. Girls bully too. All right.
For watching a cool show like The Next Step?
Yeah. Come on. If I was that age, I'd feel, like, more worried about, you know, like, being, like, looking at, like, a girl being like, oh, lame or something, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, who knows?
Did we watch any shows that we would get bullied? Like, did we do anything that we
me?
Would...
Oh, I watched...
Oh, you watched musicals a lot.
Yeah, I love musicals. I watched The O.C. And I'll admit it, I watched a little bit of Degrassi back in my day. You know, there was one time I, like, you know, there's a lot of shows you watch where, you know, it's, you just, because I, from a long time, I knew to watch shows for fun. Because that's what media is. It's supposed to be fun. You're not supposed to take it too seriously. But the fact that you can take it seriously is what makes it great.
Uh-huh. You know? But you just know that he's got a bunch of these guys at a school that are like hardcore Walking Dead fans.
Oh, no. I'm sure they watch, you know, crap like Sons of Anarchy and prank videos on YouTube. I bet they love prank videos on YouTube. I bet that's what these people like. You know? Fine. The people who don't like The Next Step because it's a fun, delightful show. Don't need them. Okay. To add to this, me and my friend... Yeah, okay. Blah, blah, blah. I made a fan account on the show... I made a fan account of the show on Instagram called The Next Step London. Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's The Next Step London?
Yeah, okay, okay. Oh, yeah, we know. You pop up. Yeah,
man.
Okay, so everyone, you know, follow The Next Step London. I have surpassed 2,000 followers. Oh, okay. Rub it in.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, screw you and your podcast.
We're patting ourselves on the back, George, for our 1,000. You got 2,000, so good for you, George. Yeah, but okay. But no, seriously, good for you. And we launched 10 months ago. Oh, thanks. one of your main listeners, Nikki, mentioned you in a post. Of course, Nikki, number one listener, mentioned your post leading me to search for you... to search you up firstly on your YouTube account. Oh no. Okay, well, fair warning, on our YouTube account it's a little more salty, a little more raunchy, and that I don't know how to edit that first episode.
Just re-upload it.
I don't know. Won't that change everything?
I don't know.
It's just fair warning on that YouTube page.
I just followed George.
But eventually we're gonna have that. Oh, you just followed it? Okay, well, you just listened to a live follow there, George. Since that very day, I continuously listen to you at home and on the way to school, which has always made me very happy.
Nice.
I have some questions for you that I hope you would be able to answer. Oh boy. Okay. Wow, George, you really cut deep with this first question here. Why did Josh leave the show?
Oh, wow.
Why did Josh leave the podcast? It was part creative differences and part Josh is constantly busy. It is hard to tag down this guy forever. Josh works at the library at the university we go to, and their schedules are very fickle and very, like, you never know when it's going to happen. And Josh is a very busy guy.
Yeah, he's gone right now. We don't know where he is.
Half the time, I don't know where this guy is, and he lives 10 feet away from me.
He lives in this house.
Yeah,
we don't know where he is.
He lives in the same house as me, and half the time, I don't know where he is.
Josh doesn't watch The Next Step anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't even have time to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just kept going without him.
Yeah, because you got to move past these things. Will you carry on the podcast when season 5 airs? Most likely, yeah, if we got more free time. You know,
yeah.
Michael and I are coming into our senior years.
Yeah, I'm doing a summer course right now.
Yeah.
So I'm actually I'm gonna have more time, free time, when the next year
only
starts.
Two more episodes.
I'm saying for season 5.
What it looks like for the two new episodes, we're going to probably have another episode in the summer where we cover the season finale.
Yeah. Do you want to do an episode by Skype next weekend? We'll do one for each of these next two episodes?
Maybe. I don't know.
Let's try and do it. We'll try.
It's my birthday next weekend. I'll be 23. Oh, that's crazy. All these 13-year-old listeners and stuff. And I'm 23.
No, you're not that old.
No, well, he's 12. George here is 12.
George is a 12-year-old.
I must sound like an old man to him.
A 12-year-old with a 2,000 follower account.
I never thought I'd be this old. Ugh. Anyway. So for the summer, we're gonna have a Lost and Found Spectacular, even though I have already watched the show. But Michael needs to watch the show. Matt needs to watch the show. Mm-hmm. We're gonna try to watch that Next Step movie at some point. We're gonna try to do that, and maybe a little something else. Maybe we'll try to we'll really work towards maybe like a guest interview or something. Get one of these cast members of the show. Now that I've watched The Lost and Found, I have this huge craving to try to interview a cast member of The Lost and Found, like. Literally any of them. Literally any of them. Just like the, when we first watched the next ep, and we watched literally any of them. I'd like to hear. Because I just love to, you know, really just let them know how much, like, they just really brought it. Anyway, but once again, that's the lost and found. But next ep, obviously, any guess off the next ep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's for the summer. But when season 5 airs, you will, if we got time, we'll be on it. You know? Michael and I, we're going into 4th years, boy.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I just checked my schedule. I actually still have 3rd year standing, but 4th year technical standpoint. Wait,
what happened? Did you fail something?
No. It's just if you take 4 credits a year like I do, technically you don't have the equivalent amount of credits to be considered a 4th year. So you have to be finished, technically you have to be finished 75% of your schooling in order to be in the last 25% of your schooling. But I still have a year and a semester to go. Are you guys going to Next Step Big Ticket Summer Tour? I don't think so. I don't think it's in Ottawa, is it?
It probably is.
Next Step. If it was, that'd be killer. I'd love to go to that. Next Step Big Ticket Summer. Tickets are... Let's see, everybody. Guys, if it's in Montreal or Toronto, it's just too hard to get to, man. Oh my goodness. They are in Ottawa. August 27th.
I can go to that.
That is totally manageable. Oh boy, I think we could do it, man.
Yeah.
Got George, you get, thank you for telling us about this, George. I think it's totally plausible. We could totally do this. Like, that's the end of, that's right before school starts, man. Right?
Yeah.
We'll all be in Ottawa?
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see. At Canadian Tire Center. If it's a... So it's this concert. Wait, no. This is Wild Rhythm Tour, isn't it? No. It's called Family Channel's Big Ticket Summer Concert.
It's Family Channel in general.
Oh, okay. Well, still. That means there will be a different crowd, though. You know. The thing with the Next Step stuff...
Wait, here's a review of it.
Hey, whoa.
Listen to this. Review. Should be renamed to Lost and Found Tour. 2 out of 5. Disappointed Next Step fan, Sony Center for Performing Arts Toronto. I was extremely disappointed in the fact that this tour was used as a deliberate attempt to market directly the new show, The Lost and Found. 50% of the show, if not more, was dedicated to promoting Lost and Found by having a character in the show host the Next Step tour.
Are you kidding me? That is amazing!
It had singers from Lost and Found performing, video clips shown on screen. It was on and on. Beyond being disappointed, I was actually offended to think that the audience wouldn't see through this.
Wow, this my guy 8-year-old, is really salty.
My 8-year-old, this is an older guy.
Oh, this is a dad.
My 8-year-old couldn't, my 8-year-old kept on asking, why is it all lost and found and not the Next Step dances? The concert was almost 2.5 hours long. The show could have been reduced to 1.5 hours and just had the Next Step dancers perform consistently like any other performer would do at a concert. Stupid. I like that.
Oh, that's one salty dad. That's another correspondent we have. Salty dad.
Yeah. All the other reviews are pretty high.
We're gonna do a cut here. Michael and I are gonna watch the promo for a Big Ticket Summer.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. See that it doesn't from the promo. It does not from the promo. It does not look Next Step themed.
It's kind of just. Family Channel.
They said, yeah, Family Channel. But it's got a little Shane Hart in there.
But it looks like it's mostly focusing on Lost and Found Next Step.
But it's also got Daya, who, that song, I actually like. I like that new song.
Yeah, it had some other artists.
It looks better than Blues Fest this year. I'll tell you that for free. So, we're still going to... Are you still in? I'm still in.
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's do this, man. And, you know, and then, you know... And then,
how much are tickets?
Well, let's not go down that avenue.
It said tickets as low as $20, but I feel like we're late.
Well, it's August, man. It's June right now. Okay, so it says tickets are from $11 to $40. That's manageable.
What do you mean $11 to $40?
It says $11 to $40.
That's a wide range.
I know it's a wide range. It's okay. Well, there's best available. There's
Oh, this is like one, depending on where you are.
Lower one, floor two, lower two.
Well, we don't need three. To be that close. We'll let the kids get close.
Yeah, balcony. Yeah. You cheap. Yeah, we're going to be on the 3rd floor with the $10 tickets, kids.
Yeah. Should we get some Talking Step T-shirts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Talk your step off or something.
Well, if anyone spots us there, they'll get a.
We're the guys whose faces you don't recognize because you've never seen us.
But if you see a Talking Step T-shirt, you'll know it's us. If you get a picture with us, good for you.
Good for you. No one can confirm it. It turns out a bunch of other male fans wear Talking Step shirts, and they pretend to be us. Okay, yeah. So to answer your question, George, we probably will go to the big ticket summer tour.
Yeah.
If all goes right, we missed
a couple other Next Step shows, and we're kind of disappointed. We're definitely disappointed.
Yeah. We don't want to miss this.
We don't want to miss it again.
Who do you think will be a good couple on the show? Ralphie? No. Come on.
Do you mention one and then completely dismissed your own?
Yeah. I would, you know what, because I'm biased and I'm in love with Lost and Fam right now, I'd like to see Lost and Fam crossovers as a couple.
Okay.
I'd like to see...
You want to see more of Michelle's thing?
Michelle and John? Oh.
You want to see John popping up?
No, Michelle and John is this... It's so rich. It's so deep. It's a whole another level. But that's a whole issue. I'd like to see... I think there's potential in this Slutroy or Amy, you know. Which one that hasn't come up that I'd like to see? This is a hard question, Michael.
I'm not asking you.
I don't know, man. Amanda and Noah, there.
No,
right? Oh, that's already a couple I know.
Wow, you're really. I feel
about a standstill here. You know what? Why not Elfie and Piper? Why not that?
No. The age differences is a little weird.
The age differences are all over the place in the show. Like, who knows,
man? I'm going to say Henry and Cassie.
Henry and Cassie. The one we talked about trying to keep it platonic in the background, man. Come on. Okay. What are you studying at the moment? At the moment or in general, do you think? What our majors are?
My major is interactive multimedia and design, but...
All right, give a quick bio to what that is.
Computers and art, basically.
Okay, yeah, computer art.
Yeah, and a bit of... And programming.
Yeah.
Because basically... Yeah, it's in the title. it's multimedia, but that's interactive. So we make a lot of video games. We make a lot of, like, art installation type stuff.
Yeah.
That people can interact with. You know how it is. Right. It's fun.
Okay.
I have the coolest major ever.
All right.
But what I'm currently studying is I'm taking a summer class called Ancient Science and Technology.
Oh, okay.
And it's all about like Greek science and Roman technology.
Oh,
and all
that so kind of stuff. That's nice. Like Civ 5.
It's making me want to play that game.
Oh, that's a fun game. I am a film studies major, which means I spend a lot of time watching movies and talking about movies and writing about movies.
Mm-hmm.
I learn about what makes movies good, what makes movies, you know, themselves. But what I really like to focus on is, you know, media in general, like TV shows and podcasts and any type of media that draws in a crowd, like any type of performance thing. That's what I sort of study. I just, in my last year... I just produced and directed a documentary about an adult survivor of childhood cancer. It's a little dark, but
it's heavy.
It's a heavy everything. That's what I did in my program. Mm-hmm. It was a 10-minute documentary, and that was the first time I've done, you know, something practical like that. But
mm-hmm.
you know, that's what I like to do. I like you know, narratives and stuff like that. And it also, spending so much time studying movies and media like that, it's talking about the Next Step is a great opportunity, right? Yeah. Because it's a great creative outlet. All right, so that's what we're studying at the moment. And George ends the email saying, thank you for answering my questions, as that will be the end of my very long email. I think we spent more time talking about your email than you did writing it there, George. All right, from George from London. All right. Awesome, thank you.
Go follow the Next Step London.
All right. Okay, another one from London. All three have been from London today.
All right. That's where
that's
all
our biggest
of
fan base.
Yeah.
It really is.
And aren't they behind in London episodes? Stuff.
That's the bizarre part, is like, I thought they were. I thought they were behind
in
episodes.
I think it's because we go into such detail in the plot that they're just getting
it from practically know it. No, because we
I
get
feel like we're spoiling things.
We get comments from people who are like, oh, I wish I could watch it, but I haven't seen the episode yet, right? I want to listen to the show, but I can't. Yeah. I haven't seen the episode yet. So I think maybe these Londoners are a bunch of pirates. That's right. I think maybe they've been pirating. Who knows? Okay. Hi, guys. Josh here. Not Josh. This is Joshua, another guy. Well, remember Joshua wrote in a couple weeks ago?
I think so.
Okay.
Is he the one that we gave advice to?
Yes, I think so.
What was the advice again?
I can't remember exactly. It was too many weeks ago, but yeah, he goes into it. Hi, guys. Josh here. Following my email on your last show, a few facts about me. I'm 21. Oh, look at that.
I'm 21, too.
Yeah, well, look, you're the same age. See, you're not alone, Joshua. 21 from England. Love the Next Step. And similarly to you guys, I am passionate about it. Anyway, back to the show. I'm still behind a couple episodes. Okay, so yeah. So the Londons are behind on episodes? But I definitely feel as though Riley and Elfie will end up together. I don't know. I said from the start that Elfie being brought in with the specific intentions of disrupting the equilibrium between Jiley. Possibly. The question is, perhaps, how will James react if that does happen? Well, I think we could see a mirror image of Hunter and Eldon, where dance battle ultimately decides who goes out with Riley.
He said that?
Yeah. That would be, like, kind of fun and kind of goofy on the show.
I feel like this is too serious.
Yeah, Jiley's been around for too long to leave it up to a dance battle. Come on.
It's going to be... If Ralphie did happen.
Yeah.
It would be basically a fist fight to the death.
Oh, whoa. Fist fight to the death? Come on. In Parkour Alley?
Yeah.
He writes, more realistically, Jiley will realize they are inseparable. Mm. Riley forgave James for kissing Beth, and they seem to work through every problem they have. I completely 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
Because that's... Josh here, folks... my voice is breaking. Been talking for too long. Josh here has confidence in Jiley, yeah. As you should.
Be like Josh. Be like Josh.
Be like Josh. Hashtag be like Josh.
Yeah.
Josh, if you can send us a picture, we'll put a picture up of you and have the hashtag over your face says be like Josh. No. He has faith in Jiley, just like we all should. He says, can I throw a request out to you guys? Absolutely. Michael, get a song going. Here's a request.
Okay.
No, he says, a Twitter poll for the listeners. Should Riley go for Elfie or stick with James? Well, I don't know how to make a Twitter poll, but I know it's possible.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Yeah, okay. We could do that. We might. Sure, why not? But, I could give you the results for that right now. It's going to be, at the very least, 85% Jiley, right?
You think so?
The very
That's
least.
That's your hypothesis.
Very least 85. What do you say? Because you don't show up the Instagrams as much as I do, but they are militant. Militant.
Yeah, yeah.
About this Jiley thing. As they are, you know? Just like us back in the day with Jack and...
Are you making a Lost?
Jack and Kate from Lost and Jack and Kate and Sawyer from Lost.
I was all about Jack and Kate.
Kids, you don't know this, but if you watch Lost, Jack and Kate are the original Jiley. Jake.
No, they're not.
Jack. Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. It's because you've always been a Kate and Sawyer shipper.
No.
I've always thought Jack was too good for Kate anyway, but that's not the point. That's not the point. This is not about Lost. This is not the talking Lost. We can't make that show. It's too old now.
Yeah.
So we might make that Twitter poll. One last point.
That's a good idea.
It's predictable that Noah's back won't hold up for much longer. If he cannot make A-Troop, then surely Sierra could come back.
I'm down.
And help Skylar dethrone Riley as studio head.
Whoa.
Ooh, maybe.
Wait, where's Skylar been?
Skylar's just chilling in the background. A snake in the grass. A gorilla in the mist.
She didn't even say a word in any of these episodes.
Well, you know, she's waiting. She's waiting, she's watching.
Yeah.
Both have bad experiences with her leadership, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. From your English correspondent, till the next time.
Nice.
We have at the very least three English correspondents, but why not? Because yeah. England's a bigger fan base, right? It's like having delegates.
Can we have an American correspondent?
You think we would, but I think that when the numbers break down, we have about four listeners from America. We have more in the UK than in Canada and America combined.
What about Australia?
Australia, we got a good handful. We got some Swedish ones. We got some Swiss.
Some
ones from Spain. We got some ones from Germany.
We know we have some Swiss listeners.
Yeah, we do. I don't know.
Remember
that.
They commented on Matt's thing about foraging?
Was that Swiss or that Swedish?
Swiss.
That was Swedish. Joe from Sweden.
Okay, sorry.
Swiss, people just like the Swiss facts in general.
Yeah. Well, Swiss facts is a hit.
Well, there's no Swiss facts today. So if you want some Swiss facts, turn it off right now.
Yeah, hashtag bring Matt back.
Well, this is the end of the episode, so I think they're fine.
You want Matt back, you're going to have to fight for it.
All right, well, that's the end of the emails, and that's all we got for this week. Final thoughts, everything that's said has been said.
Yeah.
If you want to hear, as I said before, I ranted on about Lost and Found music studios for half an hour before we started recording.
Yeah.
So if you want to listen to that, stay tuned after the music.
Yeah.
Special thanks to all the fans, of course, everyone who wrote in. You can email us at thetalkingstep@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. We will read you on the air.
We have all the social internet stuff. We got the Instagrams, the Twitters, the YouTubes. Follow us on any of those if you choose. We appreciate you for the Talking Step this week. Step it and rep it, kids.
What do you mean rep it? Are we working out?
You must rep it. No, rep it. Represent.
Representing.
Yeah, represent.
Represent.
Yeah.
Woo! Yep.
Tribe I'd like to go on infomercial here, Michael.
What is it?
Is that since you've abandoned me in the city as for the summer, I have taken to watching Lost and Found all by myself.
Oh, I see how it is.
And I binge watched all 14 episodes, and I'll have you know that it is insanely delightful.
It's delightful.
This show is amazing, and I say that the most genuine as possible.
Okay.
I loved this show. And I don't mean it in I love the next step, so I have to love this show. I love this show in a way I love TV shows that you'll probably forever.
Really?
You know? This, there's so many good parts of this. I'll tell you this, though. I just rewatched the pilot today. It is not indicative of the rest of the show.
Okay.
The pilot is a poor...
See, that's all I've seen.
Yeah, that's the thing. I know you've only seen the pilot. And the pilot is a poor representation to what this show has. It's like it's a powerhouse inside of, it's a whole thing.
So did you find that you were connecting with it more because you have more experience in with music and...
A little
and
bit.
That kind of culture.
A little bit because the kids in this show are more performing artists.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other ones, they dance, right? It's a different type of art. This is more performing art where you're vocalizing to the audience. It's more of a,
yeah.
It's easier to be interpretive, right? It's harder to interpret dance in a way, but you can still respect him more as being more talented. But the, oh, every part of the show is just winning. Like the writing, the acting. The acting is beyond. It's crazy is that this show is way better than it actually needs to be. Because it's, you know, it's essentially, like, it's a pretty basic, you know, idea. It's, you know, it's a music studio where a bunch of kids go around and sing and stuff. You know, like, it was like Glee or Fame or something like that, or the many backstage, like, shows nowadays.
Yeah.
But this show goes beyond. It takes that basic formula and really just runs with it. And every character is so lovable. Even, like, the really, like, sort of mean ones.
Is there any evil? Is there any evil characters?
Well, it's not like, you know, like, Emily was, like, you know, like, evil, but, like, she was sort of, you know, she wanted to be good. It's this type of thing where certain characters are, like, really mean, but they don't even see it themselves. You know, it's
a little... So they're not straight up evil like Rochelle.
Yeah, like, it's more of a, like, they have these weird reasonings. It's just, like, their frame of mind. Because what's odd about this show is that, like, each episode, you sort of fall in love with a new character. So it's hard to even pin down what your favorite character is, because each episode you learn a new backstory and you learn a new, like, it's like Lost.
They tell backstories?
Yeah, they don't, like, do flashbacks or anything, but they tell, like, it's so bizarre because they don't even need it, but each character has another dimension to it. Like, they could be fine having two dimensions, but then they throw on another one. Mm-hmm. Although, like, I'll admit there are some characters who hang out in the background and seem to just be there.
Yeah.
Like, there's this one character, Hannah, who just, like, kind of just floats from episode to episode, having, like, doing nothing, really.
She's like Cassie.
I would equivalent to season one Tiffany on The Next Step.
Yeah.
There are a lot of parallels between this and The Next Step.
Of course.
The first season, especially. But it's the different way in which they do it. So you got this one character, like, who I thought was going to be my favorite character this whole time. Like, when I first saw that, the trailer and from the Instagram and stuff.
Who did you think was going to be your favorite character?
Leia. I definitely thought Kira Graves? Because, you know, she's adorable, and the character she plays it's almost just like Emily.
Yeah.
In a way. Because she is, she's, like, really talented, like, insanely talented, but she is also, like, this huge sense of confidence.
Right? Oh, really?
And then she's got, like, this like, drama with, like, she likes Luke, uh-huh. You know, who was previously Shane, but his name is Luke now, and it's...
I'm so confused by that Star Wars reference.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that there's the, like, what is funny about these kids is that, like, they're so musically talented and stuff, but they mostly do original songs, right? So they are not really pop culture savvy. So whenever they drop, like, Luke and Leia, no one seems to point it out. No one seems to be like, it's very funny. You know, like, in Civil War, how, like, Spider-Man made that joke about, you know, like, hey, have you ever seen that old movie where the Empire Strikes Back? Yeah. It's like that. But no one seems to make the reference. And it's very, and you're like, oh, well, that seems kind of unrealistic. But it's not, because, like, in another scene, right, the one time they do a cover, it's one girl, Giselle's sister, who's a character on the show. And her character's amazing, but I'll get into that later. But she does a cover of Freebird.
Like Lynyrd Skynyrd's
Freebird? Yeah, Freebird. And it's really good. But
what's the ratio of covers to original?
Oh, like 1% to 99%. Very few covers. Just, like, I think so far only, like, Freebird. But here's the thing. They cover their own songs that they wrote originally in the show.
Okay.
So it's mostly, like, a character will write a song in a show, and then it'll be, like, covered by the different studio members at different times. And they all bring, like, different things to it. Because it's not like... In The Next Step, it's like, who's the best dancer? You know, it's all a hierarchy of dancers. This one, it's hard to tell which one's musicians, because they have all their different types of styles and talents. So, like, one's a rapper, obviously. One's, this one girl, Ava, is like, you know, does, like, this rock, like, real electric guitar, which is amazing. And then the other ones are kind of like a folksy one. Mm-hmm. But this one character, Maggie, has this, like, she's more of this folksy type of coffee house singing. It's great. They represent all these different angles. And, Giselle's sister, her character's name escapes me, but it's really good. Like, she's a really good character. I really love the way she's played. She does cover Freebird. But... she's singing it, and people think she wrote it, and they ask her about it afterwards, and she just goes with it, right? And it causes a lot of drama, because you shouldn't do that. You know, it's taking credit for someone else's writing, right? But the thing is, like, Is it really, though? Because I don't think she played it thinking that no one would know what Freebird is.
Everybody knows what Freebird is.
Well, you know, you're dating yourself there, Michael. Your kids are younger than us. They didn't play Guitar Hero 2 for hours on end trying to beat Freebird. Oh, man. And I always made it like 80% into the song before I failed.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I used to try to play on medium.
There's this one part where you had to... where you had to play these three notes really quickly, and it was kind of the... Yeah. And I couldn't do that part, and then I realized that you could just hold down notes and just tap.
Yeah.
So once I figured that out, the song became really easy for me.
Oh, I never figured that out. I mean, you played higher than medium.
I played on expert.
Yeah. But, yeah. So they don't know what Freebird is, so you can excuse them for not knowing who Luke and Leia are and see the irony in the title. But it still leaves it open for people to joke about it.
When did Guitar Hero 2 come out?
2006, I think.
I thought it was earlier than that.
Maybe. Back to Guitar Hero cast. yes, but... Oh, this, like...
Who's your favorite character?
Who's my favorite character? That's the hard part. Because each episode, you love a different character, right?
So is it more of a focus? It's more focused on a single character?
A little bit. Every character has the little subplots, and you never know which one they're going to go with, right? Because there's this one character, Ava, who is, like, she like, has these really strict parents, and then, like, she has this diary... Nope, 2006, nailed it. Okay, she's got this diary, and she writes in the diary, and there are all these super poetic lyrics, and then they had these wacky type of, like... if you thought the teacher plots were convoluted on the next step, this is a whole nother level.
You hate the teacher guy? What in the first
the
episode?
The teacher guy comes off as a little, like, I don't like, in the a first episode, scuzzy, I'd say. There's a polite word for it, but... You know, it's sort of like Miss Kate meets every music producer stereotype from like a 90s to early 2000s movie.
Yeah, see,
it's very well done. Like
when
that.
When I saw the first episode, that was the impression I got. So that stays throughout.
Yeah, although no, he takes a backseat. He really takes a backseat. It's very much like he has not sort of like a negligent Mrs. Kate vibe, but.
Does he teach them anything?
What's ambiguous?
Are they ever being taught anything?
That's the thing. What's ambiguous about this music studio is that you don't. I don't really know what they do. Like,
there's no competition.
Mostly, there isn't yet. Like, it's mostly just hanging around, practicing songs, getting ready for gigs. Like, there's occasional gigs and stuff.
Yeah.
There's not competition, but there's gigs and stuff, and they sort of prepare themselves. And maybe there's some type of. Sometimes there's lessons. Like there's lessons. Like every this week we're all gonna learn this song and we're all gonna try different versions of it. Which is great because you hear all these different versions, which I love mostly because I love different versions of songs. You know,
yeah,
that's my thing. I love covers, and the songs are like really well made. Like they're not like super heavy in like emotional. Like some of them are emotional, but you know they're very light. These are light songs, and they're very fun and very catchy. So it really makes it like a fun feel for the show, and it doesn't get too bogged down with like copyrighted music.
Yeah.
You know? And Glee, we get bogged down with that stuff. You know, it'd be terrible.
Uh-huh. And it's nice that you can kind of take the show on the go with you by listening to the music.
Oh, that too. I just added every single song from Spotify.
I walked into the kitchen this morning.
Yeah.
And I found you making some breakfast and
listening
to Lost and Found.
Yeah,
music.
I was listening to Potent Love. It's my favorite one. I'll admit that Potent Love by the Girls Group is my favorite one.
Okay.
That's
the name of their group, is just the
Girls
Group?
Yeah, here's the thing. Okay, so there's two bands in the thing. Because I'm watching the show, right? And I'm thinking like, oh man, these characters are so lovable. But what's missing from the show? This was about halfway through, because I binge-watched the whole thing. And I recommend that's the only way to watch it. Binging it, so Americans, if it's on Netflix, CBC, I think it's on cbc.com or something like that, CBBC, something like that. I recommend binge-watching the show. Next Step is more of a sequential show.
A week-to-week kind
of thing. Yeah, this one really rocks as a binge-watch. But you can also binge-watch The Next Step. These shows were made for it because it's more fun that way.
Yeah.
Because then you can really feel the world that they're in. And you really do feel pulled in to the Lost and Found music because it's such a casual and free vibe that they have. Even though there's a lot
The
of,
Next
like,
Step can be stressful.
Yeah. Like, I would...
With
like
all the competitions and whatnot.
Yes, this definitely has a more laid-back. More laid-back to the point where they can even... and here I'll get into this. Okay, I'll open up this thing. Is that what they share with The Next Step is they both hang out at JJ's, you know, Java Junction. But here's the thing: the Lost and Found, I don't know how, but they have access to the JJ's patio. What? And they got a beautiful patio. It is. They got these cool like plastic Adirondack chairs.
Nice.
It is so. And they got like a little bar there too. And I don't know why.
They're
like,
chilling outside playing their guitar.
So you wonder. So I wonder, like, why is the next step not allowed to use these patios and stuff? You know, what did they do to disrupt Java Junction so much? Oh, we know exactly what they did. But here's the thing. If you thought the next step was disruptive at Java Junction,
oh,
the lost and found will blow your mind.
They're even more disruptive.
Because you can't imagine how often they're just rocking out their music or messing with the staff
at Java Junction. There is staff.
There's staff, yeah.
Yes.
And they are hardcore messing with them.
See,
and constant playing music, different music probably at the same time.
Listeners of the Talking Stuff will know that my biggest thing that I've wanted is staff for them to talk to.
But they still don't, like, the staff still don't be like, hey, can you guys, like, tone it down a bit?
we will get to it. There was a staff character.
Oh, yeah, on the next step. We'll get to the next step. If you guys are waiting for the next step, this Lost and Found rant's almost over. Well, almost. Like, I still got to... I don't know. What I was saying is my favorite character.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because there's these characters you love, and then there's these characters I know have potential and waiting in the works.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's this character like Ava. She's really awesome. And then there's Giselle's sister, whose name I can't remember, but she's still really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's like, she's, you know, the free bird thing, and then she thinks no one likes her and stuff. Leia, I know, is going to be an awesome character one day when she gets over her meanness. She has her Emily moment. Mm-hmm. And what I think would be amazing if they had that's when they had the crossover, and Emily's actually helps her. You know, she's like, oh, I used to be like you or something, but, you know, that's dreaming. That'll never happen. But, oh, in a perfect world. Watching the show, you have to have a lot of, I imagined a lot of crossovers in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
How it worked over. And the crossovers are nicely done. Like, there are little stuff like, Michelle is a character. Michelle has the hots for this one character, John, and he likes her.
Is John, which one is he?
John is in Luke's band. And yeah. He's the bass player, the singer-songwriter. No, he's not the bass player. That's the wacky guy.
Okay.
Randall.
He pops up in.
Yeah, he pops up.
In the next step the most.
No, this John character who Michelle likes, and he just likes, but you know he's got these issues and stuff because he's got some real drama to him. They really
he's angsty.
He maxed out the drama. Well, like his mom died, and he has like issues with his.
That's way more intense than Michelle's.
There's just one episode.
Does him and Michelle like bond?
No,
through their parental issues
a little bit. This is a different Michelle. This is this takes place, I think, in between season 3 and season 4 of The Next Step.
That's the same.
So this is not super strong Michelle yet. This is not hard Michelle. This is just
this is weak Michelle.
No, it's not weak. She's just kind of
this is background character Michelle.
Yeah, but she's great, and she pops up, and there's like these miscommunications where she thinks John's trying to date somebody, and then Leia thinks he's trying to date Luke and stuff. It's crazy.
Mm.
It's hard to explain every part of this show that I love because there's so many scenes.
This is like,
you're gonna watch it. I know you are.
Yeah. Well, but, listen. I think we could cut this and just release this little discussion here as like a preview of our upcoming show, like episode 0.
All right. So you're saying we should put this at the end of the episode?
Either that or
yeah, we probably should put this at the end of the episode.
Either put it at the end or literally release it as a separate episode.
Yeah,
and just call it like.
No, not a separate episode. That'd be too much work. Like, I because they want it now. They want to hear this now.
Like, episode 0 of our Lost.
Okay, we'll just throw this at the end. We'll just throw this as a tag on the end.
Okay. We can start the marketing for the Lost and Found extravaganza.
I would say, okay, you want the drum roll, I think, and this is just right now what my favorite character, because I'm going to admit to you, Michael, I'm going to rewatch this show. But my favorite character right now, because I know she's got some strength and she's got some charisma, that is, she's hidden potential, is the character Rachel.
Okay.
Which is sort of this, is like Leia's subservient type of friend who's sort of like an assistant type of way, but she's so strong and she's such a good singer. It's crazy. But I also love like the Maggie character, and I love the, the Annabelle character, especially from the start. The Annabelle character, you know you're going to love her right from the first time. That picture is Annabelle, Rachel, and Maggie.
Okay.
It's hard for me to learn the names because I know them from Instagram more. I learned their actual names more.
Yeah. I just brought up a picture on Google so I can get a visual here.
And the costuming is crazy. Like, every one of these girls wears knee-high socks. I don't know, like, whose decision that was, but,
they go to a Catholic school.
It works. No, it doesn't look like that. It's got a very retro type of fun feel to it. I'll talk more about it later.
Is there any electronic artists? That's what speaks to me.
Electronic arts?
Yeah, electronic artists. Like me.
A little bit here or there. Like, this, they don't really talk about the becoming of the music.
They don't talk about how they make
lyric
the music.
Writing, but the music is clearly written by somebody, right? So they don't really explain that who, but, you know, okay. There's a little electronic art. I'm sure they'll factor it in at some point.
Okay. Maybe watching this show, I'll learn how to write lyrics. Because I don't know how to write lyrics.
Yeah.
I
do it.
I'm not good at it.
Yeah, it's really about, you know, the emotional writing lyrics. Oh, and these songs. Oh, man, they're great. They're great. I could talk about this for hours.
All right, that's...
But, well, my final thing, like the one sentence thing I'd say...
Yeah.
Okay. And I texted you this the other day.
You texted me something.
Okay. If the next step is like the Avengers movies, like the Marvel movies, right?
Okay.
The Lost and Found is like Daredevil.
Smaller scale?
Smaller scale, more condensed, more deep.
A little bit deeper.
Like, the next step is like the Avengers movies. Like, they're flashy, they're awesome, you know, they're in your face, they're like, they're this and that, they're
high
strung.
They got a whole bunch of characters from different, like, seasons all, like, right? Coming together.
This is like Daredevil. Because it's got the little hints here and there, you know, it's like, oh, the incident in New York, stuff like that. It's like, but it's like, it's deep, it's rich, and it's feel good, and you're like, wow, amazing.
Okay.
So that's like I could talk about this.
You got me pumped. I'm gonna watch it.
Oh, this show.
Either this week or next week.
This show. We were told that we would love this show, and they're dead on.
Nice.
Dead on. Okay, but now what we all came for, the next step.
Yeah.
Whew, that was 25 minutes.
Season 4, episode 14.
Or the 15.
Season 4, episode 15. And that one's called I Only Have Eyes for You.
Back to the other show in the Keekonverse. That was the thing. I'm trying to... we're going to coin this term the Keekonverse.
Okay.
Because that's what it is. You know, there's two different shows in the Keekonverse, and they both seem to love interrupting at JJ's, and they both have these odd, not entirely cognizant teachers.
I'm ready for the third show in the series. It's going to be called We Do Math.
I actually had an idea for a third show in the series. You want to hear this?
Well, we had karate. We thought of the karate show.
Yeah, the karate one. But this one, okay.
Now, we're still working on our script for that.
Okay, here it is. Okay, there's A troop, right? You've heard of A troop.
Yeah.
You've heard of B troop.
Uh-huh.
But this is C troop. And hear me out here. They're clowns. Clown college.
Clown college.
Not clowns. Not actually clowns. It's just called a clown college. Really? They're just comics.
Uh-huh.
It's comedian. It's dramatic arts.
Ooh, okay.
C-Troop is the funny guys.
Okay.
And that would be more our venue. This is why we could write this show.
Yeah.
C-Troop.
And that's a lot of G-rated comedy we'd have to write. That is tough.
A lot of joking around and stuff like that.
Because, like, everyone knows that the most difficult kind of comedy routine to write is one that's, like, completely clean.
Yeah. Very, you can't offend anybody.
Yeah.
Which they manage to do with, you know, the music they write and the stuff, and, you know, the dancing they do on the show, right? But it's a three staples of art, right? Performance, like, what is it? Dramatic performance, music, and dance.
Okay.
Right? So you need a C-troop. Most likely it'd be like a comedy club that's also in the same building as the thing. That's the whole thing. It's in the same building, but they never go there.
Yeah. It could be a, like... Maybe it doesn't need to be just comedy. It could be acting. You could have comedians. Yeah. You could have, like, dramatic actors. You could have improv people. It could be all of them coming together.
Right. Well, that's...
To make a big production.
But the comic one is... Well, I feel like that's a little too much, like, backstage. Which is not what we want to lean towards. Now, this one, it's more... Yeah, it's comedic. But then I guess they could also have a little drama, you know, like improv or something. Right? Uh-huh. And then, you know, it's... But then that's where you put in all the meta jokes. Because I would like more meta jokes in The Lost and Found about the next step.
Yeah.
Which would be great. Like, oh, you don't want to, like, oh, those, you don't want to deal with those dancers, man. Like, they're odd. Like, there's a little, like, because there's this little chemistry between, like, Leia and Michelle.
Yeah.
Where, like, you can't see it, but you can tell, like, Michelle, like, is not exactly friends with Leia. And Leia's not friends with Michelle. So you can tell, like, there may be something bubbling up under the surface.
Mm.
This animosity between the two performers of this building. It's not, you have to look for it, but I think it's there. And it, I think it would open the doors to a great crossover.
Okay.
Crossover series, like Arrow and Flash type of stuff.
Yeah, there should be like a more substantial yeah. crossover episode.
Oh, I think it's in the future. Like, it's like, well, my idea for it was, I'll need to get super into it here, but it's like, maybe they're fighting over like a particular section of JJ's. You know, it's a turf war. Like, they're fighting over a section of JJ's, and then
or like a room in the studio.
Yeah, some, and then Lost and Found like invade the studio, and they start performing there, and then they, and then you know what they do at the end, in the climax of the crossover, they start dancing and performing at each other.
Yeah.
And then obviously how it gets resolved. They start dancing to the music they're playing. Boom. I know, it's a little cheesy. It's a little corny.
Okay.
But I think it's great. But
episode 15.
Enough with the Lost and Found. All right.